so long. And how can ever since her debut album Salt in 2003, Liz Wright's powerful voice has been wowing jazz and blues lovers who have compared her to Nina Simone and Cassandra Wilson. MTV's Bill Flanagan picked her last CD, The Orchard, as one of his favorite albums of the summer of 2008, calling Wright a young singer with an old soul. On her new CD, Fellowship, Liz Wright takes a gospel turn. Fellowship is a return to her roots. Liz Wright is the daughter of a Georgia preacher, and there are a number of gospel standards on the CD, but she also covers songs that are more modern and secular, including numbers by Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, and Angelique Kidjo. And Liz Wright joins us from the Procom Studios in North Carolina to talk about her new CD, Fellowship. And Liz Wright, welcome. Great to have you.
Hi, Anthony. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's such a pleasure. So this really was, in a way, a return to your roots, right? Is that a good way to describe it?
Yeah, very much so. That was my intention. I felt like my family needed to hear me sing those old songs, and I needed them. So this was much less about me having something so personal to say as to need to remember something.
I'm interested in hearing about what you remember and what it was like growing up there in Georgia as a daughter of a preacher and sort of what role this kind of music played in your life.
Growing up in church and with a father who was a pastor is probably similar to growing up and being a part of a family that runs a small farm. I mean, everybody had a job, and I had several. I taught Sunday school, and I was a minister of music. So I've been practicing writing set lists, you know, since I was about 11, 12, and really thinking about how music makes people feel and addressing it from the standpoint of it being like a medium for healing and for nurturing. And I think that still informs the way I go about it, because I really didn't have much turnaround time between leaving home for school. I went to Georgia State in Atlanta and becoming a part of the jazz scene. And the next thing I knew, I was making a demo for Verve I think I was about 21.
Well, on your new CD, Fellowship, you have a lovely version of the song many people would remember singing in church, and that's Amazing Grace. So let's listen to that a little bit and then talk about it.
Amazing grace, how sweet the
I heard the song all my life, and then an interesting moment came when I was 19, and I used to sit in at the jam sessions on Peachtree Street in Atlanta. I learned a few jazz standards, and I was sitting in with a band, and I sang all that I knew, and people were still excited, and they asked me to stay and do another one, and I didn't have anything else ready. And most of the musicians in the band were guys who played in church on Sunday, and during the week they play there at the jazz club, so I just turned around and looked at the pianist, who is now one of my best friends. I've been playing with him ever since. And I said, "What can you do with Amazing Grace? Because that's all I had." And he played this very upright 12/8 stride blues, and I had never sang the blues before. So this other stuff came out, within this song that used to be so reverent and so I don't know, peaceful. Everything else came out.
You know, you mentioned this, how you came across this more secular music when you were older. I read that you didn't really encounter jazz music until you were in college.
Yeah, not directly. I was introduced to jazz altogether by NPR, actually, by Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz Show. I'd listened to her and her guest, and I felt like the fellowship was something that seemed familiar, the camaraderie. And there was a sacredness to jazz that really made it all right for me. And it seemed like you could address anything with a lot of care, with this music. And it really helped me transition from moving out of the house and being always under the watch of my father and always mindful of his work in the church. Jazz really helped me to make my way out in the world and figure out what I want to do.
Well, let's listen to another number from the new CD. I wanted to play Fellowship, which is the title track.
If you believe that your God is better than another man, how we gonna end all your suffering? If you believe that your God is better than another woman, how we gonna end all your suffering and strife?
It just raises a beautiful question, you know. It's you probably can get most people who call themselves Christians to agree that God is love, and then we, in the name of being spiritual or being, I don't know, being right, you know, we have a very difficult time sometimes loving each other and tolerating each other. And so this song, while it could be really hammering down and judgmental, is actually just ask the question, you know. And this is the way I like to deal with confrontation. I like to ask questions instead of instructions for living. I'm not really trying not to come across that way.
You also have a cover of the Jimi Hendrix song, In From the Storm. And in fact, I read that at one point you thought of doing an entire Jimi Hendrix CD, right?
I did. It's the 40th year since his passing. And it was in my mind. But I've been doing a lot of tributes lately, and I felt like I needed to just spend time with his music and with his poetry, no matter what the end result would be. So I just put the decision on hold and really spent like a solid month just in his songbook. And when I came out, I decided that, yeah, I need to make a different kind of record, but his tenderness and his poetry were with me, and I definitely wanted to do something. I had a lot of stuff to pick from.
Well, I just came back today, just came back from the storm.
Call this album Fellowship. Can I ask you what's next? Where does your journey and your sort of musical fellowship journey take you next?
I'm not positively sure. There's always so much that's open. There's always so much that's possible. I'm, of course, touring and campaigning this record now. Campaigning is such a weird word. I should know better than to say that.
Especially in this season, right?
It's a terrible word. Okay, now I have to tell you something totally off the wall. There's a beautiful meadow out near the mountain where I live, and I've been wanting to have a tea party out there for ages since I moved there. And I was joking with my friends the other night. I'm like, I have to come up with another term because it's just totally been given a whole different, you know, connotation. But
you could call it a chai party.
Yes, a chai party. Whatever is going to work, I've got to reclaim it. But anyway, I forgot what I was saying, too. Sorry.
No, I think you wrapped it up really well for us. And Liz Wright, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Anthony. Thank you.
That's Liz Wright. Her new CD is Fellowship.
I don't know how my mother walked her trouble down. I don't know how my father stood his ground.